Oh, come in. The door is unlocked. I'm just getting a bunch of things ready. Let's see. I have the easel set up, my paints, my brushes. I should probably get something to. Oh, hey, there you are. I'm gonna be honest, I'm actually quite surprised you showed up. Here, let me take your jacket. I don't know how many Tinder dates ask people to be their models. You're right. Probably the same as the ones who'd agree. Anyway, you look great. I just, you look great. Oh, no, like a lot better in person. Not that your pictures, you look great. Let's leave it at that. I have everything pretty much set up, so do you have any questions at all before we start? Sorry? No, your clothes can stay on. It's I was thinking just like a regular face portrait, not the body nude. Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah, no, absolutely. It's not a weird question. It's just yeah. I probably wouldn't know what to expect either. So you're fine. Have you eaten yet? Okay, perfect. After this, I'll be treating you to dinner. Oh, yes, I do. You're doing me a favor, and I gotta thank you some way, right? Come on, just let me do it. There's this cute little Chinese restaurant just around the corner, and their dim sum is to die for. Swear on my paint. Yeah. Sounds good. But for now, do you want any water, any snacks? It's probably going to be about, I don't know, an hour or so. Okay. Yeah, you can sit just right here. I have it set up so the light just hits your face at this particular angle, and if you. Oh, that's perfect. So tilt your head up just a little bit and a little bit to the left. Perfect. Oh, no, not at all. You can look anywhere you want. You don't have to stare at a fixed place until I start with your eyes, so it's all good. So, you're ready? Perfect. All right, let me just get settled in. Okay. There we are. Now, tilt your chin up just a touch. Great. Let's start. Yeah, there are broader strokes in the beginning just to create a shape. And then afterwards comes the layering, and you get structure and all that stuff. It seems fun, doesn't it? Well, a lot of the fun is having an attractive subject, which I do now. I mean it. You have really great bone structure. And the tone of your skin just matches really well with the light I set up. Yeah. Of course, it does depend on every person. I find people who are paler do better with warmer lights, and people who are darker just do better with cooler lights. But for you, this one's perfect. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to smile. We can chat through this. All I have to do is get a general gist of what your facial structure is like. It's nice. I haven't used this set of colors in a while. And that medium tone there, just between the highlights and the shadows on your cheeks, it's one of my favorite colors. Oh, absolutely. That, burnt sienna, burnt umber. People just keep burning things, apparently, and they just make great colors. Well, I'm glad you appreciate my art-based humor. Oh, nothing. It's just, you're sitting so still, and I was just wondering if you'd done this before. I don't know, you just fit the model type, I guess. In the way that you're very rememberable. Yeah. It's kind of like when you're walking down the street and you see someone with such striking features, and then you just kind of replay it in your head. Not in a creepy way, obviously, but in the sense that you're like, wow, this person's absolutely gorgeous. I'm just speaking from the heart. Yeah, it happens when I'm painting. I don't know. I get super sentimental. It's like capturing a moment in time and just immortalizing it with paper, paint, watercolors. There's something nice about it. Calming. I'm glad you're a part of it too. All right. You know, I mentioned it before, but the shape of your face is really just lovely. Absolutely. Getting the cheeks right here, and how they just swoop up into your temples. Just meet with your forehead. And then highlight just above your nose. It's just lovely. And if I had the ability to capture heat in a painting, I probably would. Because yours seem to be warming up a bit, if I'm not mistaken. I don't hold it against you. Although it does take a lot to be not scrutinized, but I guess observed. Even if it is for a portrait. Let's see. A little highlight there, just under the chin. Shadow over the jawline. And these gorgeous lips. I gotta say, I really lucked out. Well, it's been a while. I've sort of been in a slump and I hadn't painted, but I'm feeling like getting back into it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am mixing a few, I guess, odd colors, you would say. But those help to tone the skin. Like this purple here, it helps with shadows. And the green here helps balance the skin. Sometimes over the highlights. And sometimes you can use it to bring a little bit more color out in the shadows. There we are. We have the general shape of your face. We can get into the details, the nitty gritty of it. All right. Let's see. We'll use a smaller brush for details. But for now, we'll use the broader one. Just to get all the tones in there. The shadows around your nose. Dip between your brow and your eyes. Lovely. You have very nice lashes. You're welcome, I guess. Oh no, is it a weird compliment? You should take it. I certainly think it's worth complimenting. Well, there's lots. There's that slight curve of your cheekbones. The color of your cheeks. Now it blends so nicely with the shadow just underneath. Then you probably get this all the time, but you just... Well, you're gorgeous. And there. Okay. So that was the structuring. And this next part is one of my favorites. Because I like to think of it as doing makeup. You know, you got the foundation, and then you have the highlights, the contouring, all that fun stuff. But instead of playing with powders and creams, we're playing with paint and a canvas. And right here, and just use that little detail brush just to define your hairline. No, it's perfect. Drawing any hair or lack thereof, it all comes with it, you know? It's what makes every person themselves. That your style suits you. Yes, very well. I am honored to capture it. Perfect. You're doing great. Are you sure you haven't modeled before? Or, you know, done any acting? Well, kind of because you asked me whether you should take your clothes off. Oh no, in my line of work, there's only two people who are so willing to do that, and that one is models, and two is actors. You have to have that quality of confidence, I guess. I'm glad you have that. If this goes well, I might even take you up on your offer. After all, I'm having a lovely time painting your face. I'm sure I'd have an even better time painting the rest of it. But of course, that's your choice, and I mean, I am offering. Yeah, I guess I am. Sure, what's your question? Oh, yeah, are you getting tired? You can, you know, get up, stretch, walk around a bit if you like. Or you can walk closer to me. Hi, you're awfully close. Hmm. Yes, I was serious about that offer. Yes, I will buy you dinner first. Whoa, careful there. You okay? Yeah, God, got paint all over your sleeve. Oh, no, it's fine. It's just a little smudge. Nothing I can't fix in like a minute or two. You know, you're cute when you're flustered. Kind of makes me want to revise this painting just to capture that expression. No, really, it's fine. Besides, you know what they say. There are no mistakes in painting. Just happy little accidents.